Hi, y'all. Welcome to season two of the Mad City Moms podcast. This is your host, Jamie Toe. Each week, I highlight a local business owner, talk about events going around the city, aka Mad City, gossip about pulp culture, which is my favorite part, and always end with a mom life story. Hope y'all enjoy. All right. Happy 1 year anniversary, Mad City Moms podcast. I am just so thrilled that y'all are here. Thank you to all the people that have been on the podcast before, everyone that has listened, everyone that has supported. I am so grateful for y'all. And so tonight is just about having fun and, of course, with our beloved Peyton Walker, just asking her some fun questions, and then we'll have some fun audience like interaction too. So y'all, don't be quiet when we have like audience interaction. We'll,
ask good questions. Ask good questions for a living. So I'll be waiting for y'all's questions.
Of course, the pop culture in me before we officially get started. April 4th is a very special day because Jay-Z and Beyonce got married today.
On this day in history.
Four is their favorite number. That's why their daughter's name is Ivy, the middle. I can tell you all things about this, but I won't. But it's a very good omen that Jay-Z and Beyonce got married today, and we're having the podcast today. Love this. So let's start with questions for Miss Walker.
Fabulous.
Ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So first we're going to start with work. We're going to start with work, and then we're going to have fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have you always wanted to be in journalism?
Okay, so I get asked this question a lot. Kinda, yeah. It started in high school. I was on a high school news team that was also kind of like SNL because we would do like school. It was so fun. We would do like school announcements, like today's lunch menu and happy birthday to so and so, and then we would do like skits after. And it was a one-time show on Fridays that aired weekly. And I did that kind of as an extracurricular class situation. And at that time, I thought I wanted to be a doctor, which LOL, that I thought I was going to go into the medical field. But yeah, this is high school, and I kind of had a lot of teachers. I went to a small Christian school growing up, all through school, and kind of had a lot of teachers stop me in the hallway, and they'd be like, hey, you're kind of good at doing the school announcements and being on camera. Like, is this something that you've thought about doing? And I'd be like, oh, no, but thank you. But
love the compliment.
Have a good day. And I don't know. I just kind of kept having more experiences like that. And I remember I kind of had this moment where I thought, I love doing this. And people tell me I'm kind of good at it. And, they say it's, ideally where your passion meets your talent, that might be something you want to pursue. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll do broadcast journalism. And so sure enough, I went to UNC and signed the papers to major in broadcasting right away my freshman year. And I actually started out, fun fact, in sports, which if you had told anybody in high school that I was being a sports reporter, I was the varsity cheerleader. Like, I did not know whether to call offensive or defensive cheers.
Oh my God.
Like, my friends from high school, they were like, you are not, I was our basketball and football rep. Which were the biggest
They had you
biggest
calling,
sports.
Like, the like.
Oh,
game?
I was doing, like, post-game interviews, like, press conferences, player interviews, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, what am I doing? I literally went to Barnes & Noble and I bought Football for Dummies. Dead serious.
Smart.
Dead serious. I was
Very
like,
smart.
Pick six. Got it. And I was, like, studying all this terminology. So I did sports for a little while, and then, which was super fun. And obviously, being at Carolina, UNC, Duke games were fun. So I was courtside for all those. Kind of by my junior, senior year, though, I was like, I don't really know if I can do sports full time. I was like, I don't really have the knowledge to do this and be an analyst by any means. I also didn't want to live in Bristol, Connecticut, where ESPN is. I was like, we're just gonna skirt that plan. And I kind of started doing a little bit more news. And then when I was about to graduate, I really, really, really wanted an anchor position, which and there's anchor positions and then there are reporter positions. An anchor is the person who's like at the desk, like, thank you all for coming. Reporters are the ones who are like out in the field in the cold weather. And I said, I want to stay indoors. So anyway,
you want to get up.
I was like no, we are not going to be
3 o'clock in the morning
right,
and do all this snow
coverage.
I'm like,
how much snow is on the ground? No, hard pass.
Totally.
And so, wanted an anchor position. And yeah, I remember a lot of my professors being like, you ain't going to get an anchor position right out of school. Like, you just, that just doesn't happen. You have to pay your dues. And I was like, okay. And I remember I sent my tape out, or actually a talent recruiter came to UNC and he said, what do you want? I said, I want to be an anchor and I want to stay Southeastern. And I had a couple opportunities actually for full-time anchor positions, but they were in real small towns. But I considered them, and then Huntsville called, and they said, we'll make you the weekend anchor, and you'll report 3 days a week. And I was like, okay, we'll see that. And I came and I saw Huntsville, and I loved it. So I did news for a little while and covered crazy things that I didn't really love. I mean, crime and just all stuff. I was working crazy hours. I was working like 3 a.m. to noon. So wow. I got up at 1 a.m. and did all that craziness. And then about a year and a half into that, my boss called and she was like, we're getting a lifestyle show and it is going to be fun, music and restaurants and celebrities and all the things, and we want you to host it. And I said, won't the good Lord do it? So there we were, and I've been doing that for a year and a half now, so it's crazy. And that was question one, everybody. So, yeah.
So
you're
gonna
be here a minute.
Pare it down to two questions for the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm just joking.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
like, and that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, so.
No, I can't even imagine, like, not that I know all the anchors in Huntsville, but I can't imagine someone else doing it. Like, you're just great at it.
You're sweet. You're so
and,
sweet.
And, like, you just, like, you know, just had, and it was funny. So today I was on, and there were a couple of guests that were waiting after me, and they were like, I'm so nervous. How, like, what do you, and I'm like, Peyton will just help you through it. Like,
thank
if you.
You
get nervous, she'll help you through it.
Thank
and
you.
So,
you're so sweet. I love it. Like, I mean, people ask me, you know, my favorite thing about it, and
yeah, that's my next question.
Oh.
What's your favorite thing?
Surprise, everybody. Here
yeah.
we are.
This wasn't planned.
Yeah, yeah. I think truly, like, my favorite thing, I'm a firm believer that we are all created and beautifully and wonderfully made, and we have a God who loves us, and I feel so blessed getting to hear people's stories firsthand, like, and seeing how creative and wonderful and beautiful that they are. I mean, I, the amount of people that I've spoken with that have either, you know, started a business and thought, you know, I didn't think it was going to work, and then I did it, and I'm like, you go, sis, or, you know,
for
somebody
real.
Who's had a crazy medical condition and, you know, continues to live life and praise God all the way through it. I mean, it's so humbling to just know that everyone, truly everybody has a story. I think a lot of times in the news realm, you know, reporters wake up and they're like, I don't have anything, I don't have a story, like, nothing's going on, I don't have a story. And I'm like, get out and speak to people, because everyone has a story. And I feel so, truly so blessed that I get to be the one to sit in that chair and hear people's stories firsthand. So,
yay.
I love all of you. You guys all have great stories. So, thank
I
you so much.
I love it. Okay, so this might be a little tricky. I don't know if it's tricky.
Oh,
I could just say. How does it feel to be a woman in your position as the anchor? Like, do you feel, like, any difference? Like,
you know, it's interesting. People have asked me that, and I'll be completely honest, like, really. Like, I haven't been one of those people that I think have experienced any kind of, oh, this is happening to me because I'm a female, or discrimination. Like, I've been blessed in that way. Like, I work hard. I've worked hard since I was a kid, and I was a perfectionist child, and I still am. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you put the hard work in up front, and of course, just, you know, through consistent prayer and knowing that the Lord has a plan for you, but if you work hard, you know, things can happen. I've been fortunate enough to not run into any, you know, like I said, female bias or anything of that nature. So that's been a
great
blessing.
That's
yeah.
great. I know you are young, mm-hmm. but what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh my goodness. That everything is going to be okay, sis. Like, seriously. I feel like that's the most cliche answer, but I mean, yeah, just you thinking back on my life story here, I was doing crazy news. First of all, let me back up even farther than that, because I am an only child, and I'm an only grandchild on my mother's side.
Oh my gosh,
I provide,
like,
all the entertainment for my family. And the idea of moving 7 hours away from my home, like, no way. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I never thought I would do that. And so I kind of just took it one step at a time. I was like, okay, I'll move here. Maybe I'll be here for a year. I was working this job, it was my first big girl job, working crazy hours, getting up at 1 a.m. Then I got this lifestyle show, and when I had better hours, I got friends because I was able to do things on the weekends. I mean, it's just, it truly does all work out. And I think I would tell myself, you know, if it's feeling like it's not, that's a season. Like, I'm a firm believer that there are seasons that are hard, and then there are seasons that are great, and then there are seasons that are hard again. And not that we should always try to be looking to the next chapter and be stressed by any means, but yeah. I think if you're going through something difficult, it's a time period, right? It's a phase, right?
Yes.
It's a phase, and it will change. So
cheers to that, ladies.
Cheers to that. So yeah.
Hey, mommy. Yes. Okay. Last work question.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh my goodness. Okay, people always ask me that because they think I'm gonna like move off somewhere.
I'm like so mad. Everything I've asked, or like so many people ask me that.
And oh
like,
no! No, these are good, unique questions.
I thought I was getting like hard hitting. Like, really, like no, good questions.
No, these
like,
are good.
Oh, I've heard this question
no,
so
oh,
many
please
times.
No, by no means.
I'm just kidding.
Well, we're going to edit that out of the podcast because these are great questions. I say that to say people are like, are you going to move off and do something big and crazy? Y'all, I'm a small town girl. Like, I love just knowing people and you know, the people that I've gotten to meet here. I don't know. Like, I really see myself. People are like, are you going to, like, do the Today Show? And for a while, like, my high school dream was like the Today Show, and I'm like,
sure.
I can't live in New York. Who am I? I'd be like, hello, please don't harm me. But yeah, so I don't know. I think ideally, I'll tell you, my ultimate goal is to be a wife and mother. My mother was a homemaker growing up, and I'm a firm believer, like, y'all, that's the real deal. It's truly all I've ever wanted to be. So we'll see what happens. I'm loving work now, and I love this area, so I don't know. In 5 years, I'm like, hopefully I'm married, but that's not going according to plan, and it's fine. Let me know, ladies. But yeah, that's
okay.
Like I said, it's we'll see. We'll
okay,
see.
I love that. Okay, now just for fun questions. Y'all.
Okay.
How many dresses do you have in your closet?
I am
literally
embarrassed.
I have yet to see you repeat.
Oh, I'm
that's
embarrassed.
That's another question. Do
yeah.
you repeat?
I do repeat outfits. I'm embarrassed to put an actual figure on it, so we're just going to leave it up to the moderate interpretation and just say dozens.
Okay.
Dozens. But no, I do repeat outfits. I will say...
Like a piece of an outfit, not like a whole outfit. Or a whole outfit you will repeat.
Oh, I'll repeat a whole outfit.
Will you put it like in the back of your closet so you know like how long ago you...
Okay. I don't have a system. I will confess to you though, my mother is a chronic clothes hoarder. Do you have those people in your lives?
Yes, like, my mother is one as well.
No, I mean, if I have an 80s dress up party, we're not going to Party City. Amber's got it. Amber has the shoulder pad because it's anything she'll like, this will come back. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Mommy and me outfits that she used to have. I wear the mommy now, and she's like, I still have the little baby outfit for when that's like literally some of the outfits
oh
that I've
gosh.
Worn. People will say, oh, I love that. The little black dress, whatever. I'm like, this is circa 1994 from Amber. So thank you so much. So yeah, I have a lot, but y'all, some of it's from high school. Like some of it, like we're clothes hoarders. We do not closet clean at like, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, with your job, I would think, like, it would be stressful picking something out every day.
Yeah, it's a lot. And sometimes you're pale, and you're like, and my shot is, like, a full body shot. You guys see my shot? I'm like, I have to worry about, like, when I sit and how my skirt's looking and all kinds of things.
Yes,
I'm like, it's
girl.
A lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Do you do your own hair and makeup?
I do my own hair and makeup. I actually always have. I don't think I've ever. I might take that back. I grew up, I mean, I did pageants growing up, every school dance. I mean, I did my own hair and makeup, so weddings, I do my own for the most part. So, yeah, I'm my own hair and makeup guy. My mama was too, so
okay.
I get it from her. She's the real queen. She's who you need to interview. I'm just here for
we
kicks
need like and a like a little like a little FaceTime with her,
oh,
I feel like.
She co-anchored our Mother's Day episode last year.
What?
Anybody say that? Oh, yes. So Amber was a broadcast journalism major, which she will tell you. she didn't actually pursue it. She, you know, finished school and got married and had me. And so, like I said, she was a homemaker after that. But it was funny. For Mother's Day, we were like, let's co-anchor the show. And she was like, oh, I've got it.
I don't
and I was like,
tips.
You go, sis.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so it was so fun. I think she might do it again this year.
Oh, I love that.
If we can get her back. Yeah, they're back in Charlotte, but she comes and visits. So
okay.
It's fun.
So I did a little research on you because my friend Shannon is in the audience tonight, and she did so much research when I was on her podcast. I was like, did you go and like to the depths of Google to find out who I was? Like, I don't even know.
Right.
And so I was like, I think I'm going to take a tip from Shannon and I'm going to look up a few things
oh,
about
I'm
pain.
Scared about what is on
no. So
in
just
the world.
These are very simple. What okay. is your favorite thing to say in French?
Ah, c'est très difficile de parler français parce qu'il n'y a pas beaucoup de personnes qui parlent français ici aux États-Unis. Donc, c'est très inutile dans mon avis. Donc, bien sûr.
Oui.
Yeah. I said it's really hard to speak French in America because nobody here in America speaks French. And it's very
have you been to Paris or do you want to go?
Oh, no. Oh, you want to hear this funny story? Okay, so my senior year of college, big Disney World gal. Okay? Tour. Yep, good. big Disney World, like truly a psychopath. Like, are you a Disney psycho? Yes.
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 Do you want to get married at Disney?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's wait until I find the. Let's not put that out into the world yet.
Okay.
We'll see when I find him, and then we can maybe ease that plan in there. But big Disney World psycho, and my senior year of college, my parents were like, graduation trip, you know, let's go to Paris. You know, you studied French almost your whole life. Like, let's go to France. And I said, let's just go to Disney World. I am a senior in college. I am 22 years old, people. And my parents are like, we're going to take you to Europe and you want to go to Disney World. I said, they have France in Disney. Like,
hello?
What are you talking about?
How we can go to France.
So that's what we did. So to answer your question, no, I have never been to France.
But obviously you fluently speak French.
I mean, I would say, like I said, it's gotten hard. When you don't speak it regularly, that's why I just said, like, it's really hard to speak it because I should have studied Spanish, but I was that kid who was different, and I said, let's take French. Why did I do that? But it's fine. And I took it all through school, minored in college. I mean, they say every day you don't practice, you just get worse. So, I don't know. If you know any French speakers in this joint, send them my way. In Charlotte, we had this thing called, it was a French conversation house, where you could go, and people who were studying French could go, and there would be, like, a topic of the night. And you would go and, you know, kind of discuss your, and they had different levels, you know, beginners and whatever, and you would discuss that one topic.
How cool.
It was really cool. Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't think there are enough people.
Yeah.
Or if there are, I just don't know how to find them, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite song to play on the piano?
Yeah, so I played piano my whole life. I don't know. I think I have different songs for different reasons. My daddy loves Moonlight Sonata. I did a lot of classical pieces growing up, so my daddy loves Moonlight Sonata, so when I play that, I think of him. My mother's a big 80s gal, so whenever I play the love theme from St. Elmo's Fire,
oh my God,
it sends her, and so I love playing that. I was probably one of my favorite ones to perform, though. One of the pageants I did a Pirates of the Caribbean rendition.
Oh, that was your talent?
Oh yeah, I played piano.
Okay.
I did a Pirates of the Caribbean rendition, and it was so intense, and at the end, you sit on the piano and it goes, da-da, and I sat on it and everyone like freaked out and it was so fun. So that might be one of my favorites. It's just like the wow factor of it. So, but yeah,
I love that. Okay, so this is also a question for the audience. I'm gonna ask Peyton first and then y'all chime in. So we have to get into pop culture.
Of course.
Avi, who's your favorite celebrity couple?
Okay, when I tell you, big believer, okay? Like, yes. I bleed purple. They didn't call me Peyton Walker the Bieber stalker for nothing, okay? Like that, I was a psycho. I was a literal psycho. And I don't know, the whole like Hailey Selena debate.
Well, that's my next question. Are you team Selena or Hailey?
Okay. Y'all, it's really hard for me because I don't know. I don't want to like cause any beef, but I'm kind of.
We're going to get beef. Like we're at Stovehouse in Huntsville. We are going to like get beef.
I'm kind of like Justin and Selena, just because I think, okay, thank you everybody. Woo! All right, we got the favorite. I don't know, I feel like my teen self loved that. I mean, Selena was the it girl, Justin was the it guy, and just seeing them together, I feel like just completed everything that it meant to be 14 years old, you know what I mean? I was just like, these are my people.
Yes.
And when that split, I was like, oh no, and I'm sure Hailey's fine, I don't know. I don't buy into the whole like mean girl energy. I don't know, maybe she, I don't know. I don't keep up too much. I'm not as pop culture aware as you are.
Well, so who's your favorite couple though? Do you still like
maybe
Bieber?
I don't. Who are the? I should have studied up. Who are the celebrity couples?
Who are the celebrity couples? Like? Oh, Violet has an answer.
Yes, Violet. You speak French.
Oh, okay.
Ah, c'est incroyable que vous parlez français. Est-ce que vous pouvez parler français avec moi? Ah, je m'appelle Violet. That's très bien.
Miss Violet Anderson taking over the podcast.
That's so great.
Any other celebrity couples that you guys love?
Harry and Meghan.
Okay.
I'm like Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Oh, wait, I do like them. Speaking of, did you know, she was engaged to Michael Bublé.
Yes.
I'm a big Michael Bublé fan. Big Michael Bublé fan. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else?
Ryan, love them.
Okay.
Blake and Ryan are amazing.
See, okay. I'm so un with it. Like, when I think celebrity couples, I'm like, Brad and Jennifer. Like, that's so, so not it.
Yeah.
Brittany and JT. I'm like, well, wait, I mean, that's it's what, like, 2023.
When you said Selena and Justin, like, I grew up with, like, Britney and Justin.
Right.
Being like, oh my gosh.
Right.
Like, that was it for me.
The jeans. The jean outfit.
The jean outfit was, ugh.
Iconic.
Okay, so, very serious question.
Okay.
If Austin Butler asked you to marry him, would you say yes without ever having
married him? Oh my word. I mean, the wise version of me would be like, no. But I don't know, y'all.
I mean, I would say yes.
I mean, I think I'd have to. I mean, y'all, when I tell you, I saw that Elvis movie in theaters 5 times. I paid for movie theater tickets 5 times. Now, we would go on Sundays, so they were a little bit less expensive. But my friends would be like, you're going to go see Elvis again? Correct. We then went to Memphis the following month because naturally we had to go to Graceland.
Absolutely.
Like, I was unwell. I was unwell. I mean, I always loved Elvis, but, like, the movie, and just Austin, I saw a quote, and it said, I saw Elvis once because I liked Elvis.
Yes.
I saw it the second, third, fourth, and fifth time because I fell in love with Austin Butler.
So, yes. The answer is yes.
Probably so. I mean, I have to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, y'all wouldn't judge me for that, right? Like, you would be like, she had to. Okay, cool.
Had to. What's your favorite TV show?
This is not going to be an answer you expect at all. I'm about to really expose myself. Big History Channel gal, okay? Big History Channel gal. There was a show I really tried to get my friends involved in. It's called The Food That Built America. You know it? Tori, thank you, my girl. Okay,
oh my gosh.
Y'all, when I tell you, nothing inspires me like this show.
I'm watching it as soon as I get
home. Please do. This will suck you in. The way they do it, too, it's like, the year is 1860. Dun, the ice cream truck has broken down. Dun. And I'm like, I'm locked in. And it's just so crazy. Like, these people, y'all, they had these ideas and stuff that wasn't working and how they made it happen. And even, too, like, stuff that would seem... Okay, history lesson. Soft-served ice cream.
Yes.
The ice... It starts out as regular ice cream on an ice cream truck. This man is driving to the beach. It breaks down, the ice cream truck.
Yes.
And it starts melting on the side of the road. And he's like, what am I going to do? And he says, like, what I thought was going to be my worst day of work turned out to my best because people started buying it, kind of melted.
And they're like, we love this.
And they're like, wait, no, we love this. And he was like, soft served. We're going to make this soft served. And I watch an hour of that, and I'm like, oh, I am locked in.
Oh,
the Food That Built America used to come on Sunday nights at 8. I think they changed it, but you can watch it on
America.
Demand.
Okay, audience, favorite TV show right now.
Shrinking.
Oh my gosh, Shrinking Love.
Wait, what is that?
It's on Apple TV.
Unaware. Okay, see, I also don't have any of the apps. Y'all, I was Team Cable. I just got YouTube TV like a month ago.
And
2 months ago.
You like it?
And we like it. But I don't have, my parents have Netflix, so I use their Netflix. But I don't have Hulu or
I'll give you my logins.
All the things.
I'll give you my logins because Shrinking is very good. Anybody else watching anything?
Kardashians.
Vanderpump. What?
Well,
that's about to start, and if y'all know today, they released Courtney and Travis are having a Death Do You Part special on April 13th, y'all, right before my birthday. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
High School Musical. And when I tell you, I'm actually obsessed. Do you like that?
Didn't even pause.
I love High School Musical. Oh, it's no question. I will tell you, my daddy and I are very close. Big girl dad. And he was the kind of father, like, whatever I was into, like, he was all in. He was like, oh, she likes High School Musical? I'll learn every single dance routine and we'll perform it together. So I'm like, thank you. So when I tell you, this man knows every we're all in this together motion. And my daddy is a 6'5" airborne ranger, like a huge man. We go to the concert, the High School Musical concert on tour, for anybody who remembers that, because they did go on tour. And William, my father, again, huge man, small children everywhere. He is doing this, we're all in this together dance in the stands. And next thing I know, the Jumbotron behind the cast has him and I doing
Shut
this dance.
Up.
And when I tell you it will make, like, top 10 best moments of my life. Like, by the time I die, it will 1,000% make a top 10
moment. Okay, I'm obsessed with William and Amber.
Oh, yes. Let's get them on. I need to get them on the podcast.
Seriously.
Because they're the real deal.
That is amazing.
No, they're the best. They're also, too, like... Both very outgoing people. This whole thing of, like, Peyton, you're so outgoing, you have to be with someone shy, lies. Like, my parents are so outgoing, and I just love them to death.
Yes.
So, they're great.
Audience, favorite movie that you just saw that you want to share? Anything good? No? Mainly into TV? mainly into TV. Okay, we already asked this, but I want to go back to it. We're Team Selena or Haley?
I think Team Selena. But I'm not big enough to... I mean, I don't know. I don't buy into the whole, like, drama, bad girl energy. I mean, maybe that's real. I don't know. But I haven't... I think a lot of it is, like, fan-driven. Yes. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know her personally, but I'm not going to, like, talk trash about somebody I don't really know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But just my childhood heart. I'm like, I just love Justin and Selena.
Audience.
Selena.
Okay.
What is your favorite Taylor Swift era?
I'm not a huge Swiftie.
That's fine.
I know. I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry.
If you're not, you're not.
I really feel like that I just, like, exposed myself to a lot of people, and, like, everyone's going to unfollow Tennessee Valley Living.
You know, I asked that because my sister is your age. And so I was like, what are some questions I should ask Peyton?
Sure.
And she was like, Taylor Swift era.
Of course. I don't dislike her by any means. I think when I tell y'all I was so obsessed with Justin Bieber, so obsessed, like nothing else mattered. And I think Taylor was kind of up and coming. I mean, the R song, it was fine. I was like, y'all can be Swifties, but like, I'm a believer. And so that was my world, 2.0. So I don't know. I think though, I remember in high school, I liked the Blank Space album song, right? Blank Space era. What era is that?
I looked at the eras. Oh, you're looking them up? Oh, 1989. That's the era.
What is it?
1989.
Oh, yeah. Good, Olivia. Good. Yeah.
What are your favorite eras, audience?
Yeah. Okay. So, good answer.
I don't know. Like, I looked at them all. I'm not a major Swiftie either, but I love this new song. Are you ready for it? That's what I want to do the TikTok to.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of liked Reputation because, of course, it involved like Kim and Kanye, and so she was all pissed at them, and that like got me intrigued.
Oh, interesting. The drama. Into like the muse, like the drama collabs?
Yes.
Or like. Because Justin, my mama don't like you.
Who's that about?
It's about Selena, I think, right?
I thought it was about Sophie Richie because he was dating her, Lionel Richie's daughter. He was dating her in between Selena and Haley. And I was like, that song
is about
Sophia.
Oh, see, I thought it was Selena. And then Selena came back with Heart Wants What It Wants. Remember that? And there was like a voicemail portion of it.
Yes.
I guess I really know. I gotta get some believers in my life. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really big on the Bieber drama.
That's so funny. Okay, so if you could go on any dating reality show,
Hard pass.
Not
I don't even know. What are they? What are the
Bachelor,
options?
Bachelorette, Love Is Blind? You would kill. You would. I don't think you need to go on any. You would go on any.
No. Hard pass. I'll go on a real date, like a
blind date.
Sure. Oh yeah, I do that.
Oh, you do that?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Take notes, ladies.
We gotta find a man for
love. Love Jesus. 6'5". Speaks. Has a job.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just some regular basics.
Base. Apparently, that's difficult.
That's really hard.
I'm 25, so let's go with I would say 30's a cap. But like under, like 30's a cap off. We'll go with that. Talk to me after the podcast.
Got it. Okay, last fun question for you before we have a lot of more audience involvement. What's your favorite thing to do with your girlfriends?
Y'all, we are huge talkers. Like literally just talk. That seems like a lame activity. But it's so funny because we will be like, let's have a movie night or let's do this. And we'll all come over. We don't start the movie. Like, we literally just end up on the couch and then one will end up on the floor and then we take the pillows on the floor and then we're just talking and this is that and we're like, all right, it's midnight. Good movie, everybody. Good movie. So that seems like really lame, but it's not even an activity. But we
just
can
quality
chat.
Time.
We can gab, y'all. We can, yeah.
I love
we're
it.
We're big chatters.
Do you tell them all of the ins and outs about like how horrible guests are if you don't like them?
Okay, not to say people ask me that. People are like, what's the worst experience? Y'all, we don't really have that. I think because lifestyle is just so fun, and y'all are all so great. Like, I've been, and granted, it's only been 2 years old. I really haven't had any tragic experiences.
That's awesome.
Like, it's really
fun. You've been sitting there and you're like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do?
Not really. Okay. I don't know. I wish I had, like, kind of a fun story. I think, I mean, I've messed up every so often. One time I said, NBC star LeBron James had a great game last night. And I was like, I'd put in the wrong acronym instead of NBA, instead of NBC. And I was like, oh my word. And my producer was like, NBA, NBA, NBA. And I was like, I meant the NBA, just kidding. So anyways, so, I mean, it happens every now and then. I'm a big, like, I try to just move on and live in the moment. I've coined this new term.
Yes.
That if I were to write a book, don't take this from me, or take it, I don't really care. But if I were to write a book, I really think I would call it Live Live. Because I really had this idea.
Patent
really,
that now.
Okay,
patent
right,
now.
Right. Live Live. Because I had this idea of, I don't really get nervous for the show, but I do get nervous when I pre-record things. Because it's like the option to do it again. I'm like, let me do it again, let me do it again. Or like, that was weird, let me do it again. And that is what gets me so worked up. But when I do something in the moment, live, I'm like, okay, it's one and done. Like,
right.
And I really just want to live that way. I mean, as much as we could think, like, I should have said that, or like, I wish I could go back. I'm like, live live, girl. It is a one take. You do it one time and tomorrow's a new day and that's that. So
yeah. Love that.
Live live. I don't know how I got on that mantra.
No, I love
my,
it. I love
that's
it.
That's my new quote.
Okay, so now we're going to play Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
And if you have a cocktail, drink if you have never done this. If you don't have a cocktail, no big deal. Just raise your hand and say, I have never done this.
Wait, so we drink if we've never done
okay, it. Okay, if you've Are never... Wait, okay. How does it work? If you've never...
I think drink if you have done
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
Raise your hand if you have done it, or drink. If you have done it. So if you have a cocktail, drink if you've done it. If you don't have a cocktail, raise your hand if you have done it. Never have I ever given someone the wrong phone number.
I don't know.
Never?
I don't think so.
You've given everyone the right phone number when they
I
ask
think
you?
So. I think so, yeah. Don't come ask for my phone number now.
Right? Okay, never have I ever fallen asleep at work.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm really not trying to be like this goody two-shoes, but I'm like, I don't know.
I've had like a training class that was so boring.
See,
and my I'm
job
like,
is so go, go, go. Like, we're
there's
we
no way
are
you could
on
fall
the
away.
Move.
There's yeah. no way. How many people in the audience have fallen asleep at work? Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever creeped on social media.
Oh, I've done that. 1,000%. Who, if you don't.
On social media.
Who hasn't? That's what social media is. It's for creeping.
So, my new favorite way to creep, I creep on my husband, like, all the time still. And then we've been married for, like, 9 years. My favorite way to creep now is through Venmo. Because if you go to Venmo, you can see who your significant other is paying. And you're like, what is that for? And so I always am like, private,
right,
when I Venmo
right.
anyone, because I don't want anyone coming back to me, especially
right.
my husband. Like, is that what you spent on so-and-so today?
Right.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's private. But he keeps everything public, and it's so fascinating, y'all. And then there's, like, some drama, like, with my hometown, like, girlfriend, and she just recently got a divorce, and, like, they are Venmoing, like, half of things, and it's like I'm like gossiping through Venmo. I'm like, oh my god, did you see that Lindsay
L-O-L.
Sent her husband? She Venmo, she requested
$4
yeah.
for cat food.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Like, and I'm like, does anybody know that your Venmo's just out there? Like,
yeah,
to be
I don't
viewed?
Know.
I don't know, but I am a creeper on Venmo, y'all. So anyway,
that is funny.
That's crazy. Never have I ever watched an episode of The Real Housewives of Bravo. Any episode.
Uh-uh.
Are you serious? Never?
Uh-uh.
Okay, okay. I was like, oh my god. I was like, you haven't? Okay. Never have I ever fallen in public.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%.
Have people seen you?
Oh, sister. Remember how I used to do sports? Sports coverage? I am on the sideline. Camera. Football player is running. I'm like, oh no.
Are you like,
oh, what I felt, they had to cart me off the field.
No!
Oh, I'm dead serious. I got put on this sports, and I tried to tell them. I was like, I'm fine. They're like, ma'am, this is procedure. You have to get on the cart. And I was like, please, no. They put me on the bag. It's like, beep, beep. My friends in the stadium are like, are you okay?
Yeah, everyone's
and
like calling
I get the wave, you know, and everyone's like, yeah, she's good. And I'm like, no, literally carted off. It was tragic. And then my foot got a hematoma.
Oh, my
it rolled
gosh.
Over. Oh, it was bad.
That's horrible. I just, like, very fell at Publix once, and everyone saw me, and it was really embarrassing.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I
that, it's not remotely.
It's not a football
It's not
stadium.
Remotely the same as yours, but mm-hmm. I was really upset about
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to talk about joke about the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. Never have I ever been skiing.
I've never been skiing. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I've never been skiing.
You guys have been skiing? Did you guys think that was the craziest thing ever?
I had to look it up because I didn't. Somebody mentioned it and I didn't really know what it was.
6 years, y'all.
They
Six
blamed
years.
Her for like intentionally crashing into someone or
yes.
something.
Yes, and it was so funny because the whole in a trial, she was like, "You said you bumped the effing, you hit me in the effing back." She was like, "I'm sorry, I cussed," but yes, it's very jarring when someone hits you in the back when you're skiing.
Yikes.
So
these
I was watching
celebrity
it,
trials.
I was I watching it like literally a Netflix show. So that's anyway, crazy. I had to get a skiing reference in. Just two more. Never have I ever broken a bone.
I broke
never
my
broken
collarbone.
A bone.
I broke my collarbone.
Collarbone?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Bones? Okay,
yeah,
last
broken
one.
A bone.
Have you? I've never have I ever gotten a tattoo. Do you ever want one?
No.
You're done. Never,
yeah.
ever.
But, you know. Do
but,
what,
you know.
Do what you feel.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, Peyton, you were amazing. This is the podcast, y'all. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming.
I'm so honored. I mean, this is y'all's birthday, and I feel she gave me a gift. And I'm like, it's your Mad City Mom's birthday.
No,
so.
I'm just so happy that you guys
thank
are
you.
Here. I'm so happy that you guys are here to see us live. Thank you, Stovehouse. Thank you, Peyton.
Thank you,
Tori, Party Prepco, for all the goodies. Capital Cookies, everybody get your cookie. Shout out to Heather Michelle for my beat face. Just love y'all so much. So thank y'all
thank
for
you
listening. And
that's no, it. Congrats to you on 1 year. It's a bit, like I said, the entrepreneurship's a big deal. So congrats, girl. You're the best.
Thank
we love
you so much. Okay,
thanks.
Bye, y'all.